first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
It's September 28th, the greatest day ever. On the 28th of September, 1892, the first night football game is played in Mansfield, Pennsylvania.
Hey, I'm open!
Who is?
I am!
Where?
Unfortunately, night football would not catch on again until 5 years later in 1897 when Thomas Edison invented the light bulb. Have a great September 28th, the greatest day ever.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's for Stand By for News.
News. I'm Pam Huso. President Trump says 150 million rapid coronavirus tests are being shipped across the country. Many are heading to vulnerable communities as the virus shows possible signs of mutation.
In a paper published last week, scientists found a new strain of the virus that was responsible for 99.9% of the cases in that so-called second wave that we saw in Houston, Texas. What they found wasn't that it was more deadly, it's just adapted to spread more rapidly.
Fox's Jackie DeAngelis. The president and Republicans are trying to jam through the Supreme Court nomination of Amy Coney Barrett. So says Democratic vice presidential candidate Kamala Harris, who believes Obamacare would be threatened.
The court will hear a case that could strike down the Affordable Care Act in its entirety.
It's unconstitutional, woman. To Fox News.
I can't stand these people. I'll let Gene Wilder say it.
You stupid, ignorant son of a dumb bastard.
Take our test.
Take our test. Disney nose swabs are the best. If you've been around Corona at super spreader events, Disneyland, Disney World, we'll test every boy and girl. Do you have coronavirus? We will tell you. Come and try us. Take a swab up your nose when you've been COVID exposed. We do antibody screenings by request. If you're feeling sickly, come on out to Disney. Take our test. COVID test. Take our test.
Hey, look who's here, everybody.
The Seth Spotlow Experience.
Yeah, baby.
How you doing, man?
I'm waiting.
You look good. Okay, you've been getting stuff for like a week, okay?
This birthday has been unbelievable.
I brought something for Rosie.
Oh, it's a crazy cat lady.
Vinyl sticker that goes on her car. Yeah.
I think she should wait to put that on until after Donnie Turner and the gang are done with it at MPB.
Definitely.
And when all is said and done, it's not MPB, but there's a story to be told about crap insurance companies. So, I got a confession.
What'd you do? What'd I do?
What we did.
What we do?
We just went to the News Talk 93.1 FM freezer.
Uh-huh.
Where we found a cachet of bite-sized peanut butter cups.
Uh-huh.
And I had...
Oh, I won't tell. Whoa!
I only had one. I had two. Yeah, but as I'm letting this melt in my mouth, I'm wondering, because I see their ads all the time, and I'm glad they support the Major League Baseball Network, although things with me and them aren't quite the same. They haven't been, because they had to show their recap of the season, and of course they start out with all the BLM BS on opening day, and it was like, come on. Well, how long do we have to honor career criminals? But I'm thinking they Reese's runs ads, and I don't like them. Not sorry, Reese's. You know, we made him smaller. Not sorry. Why? This is like the best candy that was ever invented. Why would they need to advertise it? These kind of sell themselves, don't you think?
Yeah, especially if you put them in the freezer.
You advertise like a candy that you're
sucks.
Trying to establish it, or yeah, it sucks a little bit. Try getting on the market at 4:05.
Jake Quellen, Where's Jay Quillinette?
Boy, your timer went off right on time, because here she is, Jacqueline Tomlinson, star of the show.
Right.
So,
hey.
Rosie,
hey.
The big baby shower was over the weekend, and
yeah.
I saw these... I thought Rosie had stolen furniture out of the Capital City Club.
I brought in a cookie for Rose for Sesame.
Good. I did not make those. My mentor made those.
I almost ate it, and then she said it was for Rose.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah, you can't eat it. For Rose.
It looks great.
Yeah.
I really
she does
want
a great
to.
Job. That's the lady that taught me how to do them.
Oh.
Yeah. I told Greg, I thought you probably had taken at least one of her classes.
Oh, yeah. That's the lessons I took from Chris. He's crazy from Cookie. Crazy for Cookie. He's here in Montgomery. He does classes, like, without the Rona.
I was still looking at, just the other day, going through my phone trying to clear up pictures I didn't want, and I came across the one of the 93.1 FM cookies that you made.
Mm-hmm.
I need to make some cookies.
I'm ready, man. You tease me. Got those once, you know, the aspirin cookies.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Hey, the Percocets, as Greg calls them.
Yeah, the white
fries. Yeah, well, the problem is if I make them, I eat them. And so, like, I can't eat them yet. So I need to wait till after I have the baby, and then I can eat them all day, every day.
Not all that, just, you know, once a month.
I know. Maybe. You can't make them, and you can't have them in your house and not eat them. It's like a thing.
Well,
that's time out.
Miss Riddlebottle wanted to attend, but she had to work Saturday.
Nah, wah, wah, work.
Yeah.
By the way, how was your birthday yesterday?
My birthday was fantastic. The whole
good.
Started Friday, it continued into today. I got a new pack for the back of my bike.
Oh.
It's not a fanny pack.
No, but it's behind me anyway, like my fanny is.
Yeah, you know, I thought you got a fanny pack. I was like, dude, that's awesome.
Well, they're coming back in style.
Oh, we're going to get you one. Good old neon shiny one.
Yeah, you know, my daughter.
Have you been riding the bike daily?
Yes.
Have you been doing this?
I have.
Good.
It feels great.
Good. I enjoy riding a bike.
Well,
I mean, maybe not in my current position, but, you know, the current state that I'm in, but.
Not advisable in your current position.
Well, you never know.
It would not surprise me to see Jacqueline pedaling down the street with Steven in her lap, her phone in one hand, doing a consultation.
With, like, the witch music behind it. The whole, like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Oh, by the way, just so you know, we keep that music handy here. Where is it?
I love it.
I'm starting to move things around. And it becomes a constant game of surprise with myself. Let's see. There's Nancy Pelosi.
Very well.
Where's the witch music? Son of a witch. I can't find it. Well, it's in here.
How about that nomination? Whoop, whoop. Let's vote.
Yeah, but there's no way a woman can have 7 kids and have time to serve on the Supreme Court, say the...
Yeah, there is. There's your Exhibit A right there.
I thought of you.
Well, listen, I'm done after this, so, like... Do not put that out in the universe, because, like, we're not having 7 kids. I might adopt a couple, but, like, we ain't doing this again.
Oh.
Well, we're in the...
I'm on the home stretch, y'all.
Yeah. We got, what, 6 weeks to go?
Four. 4 weeks tomorrow.
Ooh, can't wait.
Tomorrow we get an update.
Yeah.
We all do. I don't even know. I'll be surprised tomorrow, too, because I don't look ahead.
A junior's tennis racket. That was great.
That's what it was last week. I'm terrified of what's going to be this week because, I mean, it just keeps getting larger and larger.
Golf club.
You know, now that you...
I set you up, Greg.
You what?
I set you up.
The baby keeps getting larger and larger.
Oh, I'm sorry. I should have played.
And Leon's getting larger.
Great. Right.
Forgot about Leon. No, I saw a headline change and I wanted...
What's going on now?
President Trump has only had 3. Now he's up to 3 Nobel Peace Prize nominations.
Only 3.
And he actually did something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As opposed to the participation trophy the Nobel Committee gave Barack Obama.
You know, apparently that happened. Apparently that's like a thing.
Yeah.
They're handing them out these days.
So what do you think of ACB?
So, you know, like, I mean, I appreciate her. I'm a strong Catholic conservative myself. You know, mom, attorney, like, I relate to her. Granted, by no means am I able to sit on the Supreme Court of the United States. What an honor for her to be even nominated for that. I think she's brilliant. I think that she should be very scary to the left because she's not only a smart, intelligent woman, but she is a Christian conservative, and she's not going to back down from that. So I really like her. I'm interested to see how this nomination process is going to unfold because the left, they don't have any boundaries. So I'm concerned for her family to see how, you know, malicious they're going to be. But I think that she's a pretty rock solid nomination.
She's an incredibly beautiful woman, and it's going to be, I don't think it's going to play well for the Democrats to get ugly. I really don't.
Mm-mm.
What are they going to attack her on?
And so here's the thing being a practicing Catholic, there's a lot of misunderstandings about the Catholic religion in and of itself. And so I think people don't like anything that's different. And so I'm just concerned that they may try to attack her from that point of view, her religious standpoint and her conservatism, instead of focusing on the facts of her history on the bench, her as a judge, her as an individual, what her true viewpoints are. Like, let's keep it fact-based instead of attacking her on a family, emotional, or religious base. I don't think that will fare well.
That's all they got.
Yeah, it won't fare well for them.
I agree. Everything they do, it's almost like, what's the dumbest thing we could do strategically in this election? And that's what they do.
Let's do that.
Ask her to pee in a cup.
Yeah, what's up with that?
That is so stupid.
Why won't Biden do it?
Somebody wants Amy Comey.
No, they want Trump to pee in a cup.
I know, but Biden won't do it either.
Trump doesn't even drink. What are they going to find?
He said he wasn't going to do it, but even the...
You know what they'll bitch about? His urine is too rich.
Yeah, man.
Listen, I got to pee in a cup weekly. Like, it's not that big of a deal. Like, every time I go to the dock, it's like the number one thing you got to do. So, like, just do it. It's fine.
I'd rather do that than have all this blood taken out every Thursday.
You still look good, man.
Yeah.
Hey, but you got a positive result there. So
it's getting better. My results are getting better.
And Leon's getting larger.
Drink. That's number two.
That's it for the hour. Only two drinks for on this show.
But I mean, like, here's the thing. Like, even if Trump did drink, like, who cares? Like, even if Biden drinks, like, who cares? Like, having a glass of wine after work does not impede your ability to run the country. Now, if you're an alcoholic, there may be some issues there, but get over it.
By the way, Joe's day ended at 9:28 this morning. He was done for the day. I don't know what they're filling him with or what kind of IVs they... You know, there's a notable bruise on the top of his hand, which indicates IV.
Oh.
And you wonder what they're putting in there.
Tomorrow's the big day.
Yeah.
Like, I'm already pumped about it. Like, I might have to get Baumhauer's takeout wings and, like, make a party at my house with, like, a pregnancy party over here watching this debate. I'm pumped.
Only you could have a baby shower and a debate gathering at the same time. Combine the two.
But, I mean, is anybody else as excited about this as I am?
It's going to be hilarious.
I can't say I'm excited, no.
I feel like it's
going to
be a dumpster fire.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
That I agree. And what's really going to be more entertaining to me is watching the media spin Joe's screw-ups the next day.
I cannot wait.
Is this going to be on all the major
networks? Gonna be on the It's going to be on the Cartoon Network. Everybody's got it.
Mm-hmm. They're going to have it on the moon. I mean, it's airing everywhere.
Yeah, it is. There's no missing this one. By the way, I want you to know that I wrote my October magazine column over the weekend, and it's called Back the Blue.
There you go. Oh, we got to get those pies delivered this week.
We got to get them made. Yeah, we paid the tuition.
Really?
Yeah.
Last week, we finally crossed the threshold. How about that?
And now is it just his job?
No, now we're going to do it for the spring semester.
Oh, okay, cool.
We're going to work
that's
ahead.
That's awesome.
Yeah, man, that's...
Good for him. Well, did you see Napa's on fire?
Who?
Napa, the city in California. Sorry, I'm at Costco and I'm listening to wine, reminiscing of the good old days.
Yeah, wine country.
What's going on? They're on fire.
It's on fire.
Yeah, I heard that.
No doubt it's due to climate change.
Back to the pies. So when are we going to have the pies?
We could probably have by Wednesday, easy.
Yeah, that's good. Later in the week, toast's better for me anyways.
then we can do some to sell Wednesday and some for the police Friday.
And then I'm going to need to place an order for a pie for November 4th.
Oh, what's happening on November 4th that you're expecting?
That's the day after Lola, so I can eat a pie with a fork in my hospital bed.
Yes.
Hey, it'll bring you right back. You'll bounce back like nothing else.
I'm not even worried about it.
Give me the pie. Yeah.
But I've had to limit my sweets, so I haven't been able to eat sweets, and like all I want is one of these key lime pies. Like, not authorized right now, but I'm telling you, as soon as this baby's out.
Speaking of sweets, the News Talk refrigerator is calling me from downstairs. The freezer, leave it to freezer. So we got to take our break here, but so good to hear from you, and I will forward you a copy of that magazine column before it's published.
Please do. And you guys have a good rest of the show. We'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks. All right, let's talk to Tom. Tom, thanks for waiting.
Hey, yes, sir. I'll be real quick. I just don't understand him getting a Nobel Prize. And the thing about the way the black people are acting, they don't have no chance to do this. Heck, if a Muslim can come over here and get president, they have a chance to be anything.
Well, I don't think it's they acting that way. It's not. It's the media acting that way. They're the ones that create.
Well, I do agree with you on that.
Because
I really do.
Support for the president from minority groups, whatever you choose to call them, is growing by the day. They're wise to this. It's not the people. You got to be really careful about that. It's the media that still thinks. Looks at people of color as they did 60 years ago. There's been no progress,
yeah.
Nothing's changed, no opportunity. This is why it pisses me off when I see, and thank you for the call. It pisses me off to look at a game and see a gaggle of multimillionaire athletes locked in arms to say, hey, you know, we're tired of being victims. Get the hell out of here. The whole point of this column called Back the Blue is do what the police tell you! And I wrote up that story about the time in Chicago. Mars lights in the rearview mirror. Okay. Maybe I was going 4 or 5 miles and over the speed limit. I didn't know. And I pulled off the side of the road. In those days, it was courtesy to get out of your car and let the officer see you.
Not anymore.
Yeah, I'm aware of that. And he's out of his car with a gun aimed at my midsection saying, freeze. Guess what I did?
I froze.
Except for the parts of me that were tremoring uncontrollably, I froze. And nothing happened because I didn't give him a reason to use his gun. And he felt genuinely bad. He was doing his job.
He pulled
me over because I matched the description of an armed robbery that occurred a few minutes earlier. So, all of this stuff, you know, this whole, I forget which one of these ignoranuses it was, but said, you know, police get up and go out and hunt black people. I don't think so.
No.
That may have been true many, many years ago.
The world is a different place.
It is for everybody except liberal hacks in the media. They still think it's 1955, and that's the problem. We need to give them a calendar. 419, should I roll call today?
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
We will. Since we talked to Jacqueline, let me just mention that she and Dana Delk, Delk and Tomlinson Attorneys at Law, are experienced, and man, they're continually training and expanding their services to mediation and other things. Here's the deal. We know this for sure, that these uncertain times, as they're constantly referred to, have caused a lot of stress on a lot of relationships. Divorce calls are up 37% this year. That doesn't mean divorces are up 37%, but people are reaching out. Sometimes it takes that call to get a reality check, to see where you stand. But you can call your best friend and hope they can. You're better off understanding from a legal standpoint. Are you willing to risk all of this? Do you really feel that strongly, or is this something you can work through? They've saved more than a couple of marriages. So the consultation is available at, you have the, here's your number.
819-4810.
Give it again.
819-4810. Delkin Tomlinson, attorneys at law. And if I had that number, I'd say it.
And then we play the...
representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey, did you see that Jay got a get-well card for Victoria?
Man, I'm so jealous. That's awesome. He's the man. What can I say? Yeah. All hail Jay.
Yeah, that's true. We might even use it in the roll call.
All hail Jay! All hail Jay! All hail Jay!
He will not open the card, though. This is something you should get ready for tomorrow morning. He's going to open the card on the air.
Awesome.
Oh.
It's like...
You can hear him blush.
Yeah, you know, the cutest thing on the card was the return address. It just says Victoria.
Now that is epic.
Because everybody knows where heaven is, right?
Oh, man. It's not an address.
I just thought that was... Victoria, you are a goddess for just being so thoughtful and considerate. Let's see. We did not have a winner, by the way, in the weekend Duncan and Son Predict-a-thon. So we will try again this Friday with both games. And we had a couple of close calls. A lot of people came real close on the Bama game. But Auburn scored an unusual number of points with 29. So that one didn't quite work out. But we will do it again this Friday with Don and Mitch Duncan as they join us on the morning show.
And it just rolls over, doesn't it?
We're going to do both games. $100 worth of services on each game this coming Friday. 422.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Montgomery police have opened a homicide investigation after a deadly shooting Sunday morning. Police say a man was shot in the 3400 block of Mobile Highway. He later died at a hospital. No arrests have been made in the case. If you have any information about this case, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. A memorial service for the late Reverend Robert Gretz Jr. was held yesterday. He's remembered as a civil rights icon and human rights advocate. He was the only white minister to support the Montgomery bus boycott. Gretz was 92 years old. The Southern Poverty Law Center has unveiled a new mural depicting the history of the fight for voting rights in this country. Local artist and activist Michelle Browder and two students created the mural outside the SPLC building. It honors the late Congressman John Lewis and late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Those are your headlines. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. A couple of accidents working in Montgomery right now. One on Taylor Road at Haskell Drive. This is going to be just before you get to I-85 on the AUM side. All right. We got another accident on the East Boulevard in front of Ashley Home Furniture Store. That's going to be just before Haskell Drive. Use caution there. Elsewhere, we're very busy on the Boulevard, Atlanta Highway, Norman Bridge, I-65 and 85, light to mostly moderate traffic now through downtown Montgomery. Buckle up, drive carefully. We will keep you updated. Everything for fall is at Festival Plaza. Stop by World Finance, River Region Ballet, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn. Another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to go see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is Billy with AutoSave Tire and Auto. We are constantly getting calls about what we do. Well, we do it all, from oil changes to engines and transmissions. We sell almost all brands of tires, including Michelin, Cooper, Toyo, Nitto, and more. We also do those pesky check engine light and tire sensor lights. So if you need vehicle repair, tire suspension, front end alignment, brakes, water pump, or that pesky check engine light to go off, call us. AutoSave Tire and Auto in Prattville or Montgomery. Or check out our website, autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
Revolutionary in his field, Dr. Benatti created, perfected, and patented the Benatti spine procedures. Using his genius, Benatti invented the precise tools necessary to minimize surgery, scarring, anesthesia, and recovery. So successful are the Benatti spine procedures, they consistently reflect 98.75% patient satisfaction. 60,000 procedures have been performed exclusively at our location. Nearly half our patients have suffered from failed back and neck surgeries at other facilities. Benatti succeeds where others fail.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Important weather changes on the way as the first of two cold fronts swings through the area. The first one brings a round of showers and thunderstorms tonight and in through at least the midday hours of tomorrow before ending. It turns windy. Low tonight, 62. High tomorrow, 70. Wednesday's nice. Low humidity, sunshine, high temperature around 73. Then we briefly warm up Thursday before the second cold front delivers the nicest air of the fall season so far. Some really good stuff Thursday night, Friday, especially Friday night into Saturday. Hang on, you're going to like it. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with historic low rates. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
You're tuned into the only show that still uses 8-track tape.
Sounds like a job for AC.
It's our fourth annual truckload sale. And have we got an irresistible offer for you? Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by LeQuire and save 20%. Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Turn to the experts at acbyluquire.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbyluquire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by LeQuire.
License number 84417.
Switch to WOW Superfast Internet 100 for $34.99 per month with no contracts and a contact-free installation. For an even better deal, double your internet speed for $5 more. Switch to WOW today. Stay connected. Details at WOWWay.com.
WOW.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Uh-huh.
Greg is smart.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
So what do we talk about this afternoon?
This town needs an enema.
272-9228. We'll start taking calls shortly. Who's on line one?
Rachel.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Biatch.
You gotta have something.
Bite me.
If you wanna be with me.
You're so naughty.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Snap out of it.
You gotta have something.
Excellent.
If you wanna be with me.
Is this some kind of bust?
No, let's try and press it, yes.
I'm not trying to be your hero. Cause that's
what's
ego.
Wrong with you?
It's too cold.
He's a tool.
You sure is a
man.
I don't care.
Too low to see.
You hot pile moron.
You are so handsome.
What is wrong with you?
Media.
Oh, someone's in a mood.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Let's get nuts.
And I'm not stopping. Believe you me.
No.
I'm a soldier.
No.
In the war of poverty. Yeah.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
Well, here's another nice mess you got me into.
Stop scratching. Tell me where it is.
I got a bad feeling about this.
I dropped my hot pocket.
I'll have what she's having.
You're drunk.
You're better than television.
That is the single dumbest story I've ever heard.
Do it again. I like it.
When?
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Is that your tongue?
You gotta have something.
When does something just for a queen bee? Not when does something just for a bumblebee, right?
I'm surrounded by
that wasn't too bad, but I...
Dude, that was awesome, man.
Well, I had to work with a mistake starting out, and here's the mistake. And this is for you, future broadcaster.
Yes, sir.
One day I expect you to be sitting in this seat, running this board, doing the Seth Spotlow Experience show.
I'm ready, man.
No, you're not.
Well,
but
you know,
we're going to make you ready.
Yes.
If you're going to do something requiring multiple sound effects, make sure that your mouse, this thing here, this little rodent with the wire, is in the center of the mouse pad, because early on I wasn't paying attention and the mouse pad ran off the side.
Oh.
Because one of those sound effects was a little bit late, and because I had to pull it over the side. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I got you. You fell off the pad.
Bill Yancey gave me a 9.86. Cooter gave me a 9.92. We'll take those. Those are good grades.
Yeah.
Toward the end, man, you had a whole bunch back-to-back that were short. That was really good. Yeah.
Woo-hoo! Yeah, baby. Tom.
Hey, man. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. I'm not sure how reliable this is, since I saw it on Facebook and you know how reliable they are. But I said that Florida was open 100%, no masks, all registered, all stores and everything are 100% capacity again.
That is true.
If that's where all the elderly go, and they're the ones that are most at risk, why are they open in Alabama's food? It doesn't make any sense.
Because we're... we have not seen strong leadership on this. And plus, you have conflicts. You got a conservative state government and a liberal local mayor who wants to, you know, count out of the narrative. So there's going to be some conflicts. But I expect Governor Meemaw to remove the restrictions. It's supposed to expire Saturday. Let's hope it does.
Yeah.
I don't know how much more you can ask of our restaurants and businesses than what they've already done. Enough already. We just played that clip, well, not recently, but last hour, of Ron Paul explaining CDC numbers. I got these off the internet, so they must be accurate. The CDC, the survival rates, are so incredibly high. Near 100%, right up through age 60, and only marginally lower after age 70, and almost all of those cases involve comorbidity issues that make a vulnerable person. Now, I got news for you. There's a lot of folks who have literally lived like hermits for the last 6 months, older folks. I don't think it's healthy for them. I think it's killing them, just being locked up, cooped up. Don't go anywhere. We'll bring you the food. You got to get outside. We are wired for that.
Yep.
So,
yep.
Florida's open. We should be open.
Is Georgia open?
Georgia's pretty open. I don't know if they're at 100%, but their governor has been ahead. Of course, any Republican governor that does anything that does not advance the COVID narrative is going to get media criticism, but Ron DeSantis doesn't care. He's doing a great job.
He is. I just wanted to find out if I was true or not. I hope we follow suit soon.
It is true. It is true.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
All right, Tom. 272-9228. Let's say good afternoon to Crawdad.
Good afternoon.
I got to ask Rosie something real quick. You're giving me these, what is this?
Clementines.
These
Clementines.
Yeah.
She's giving me these after I had a peanut butter cup. So I guess this is supposed to balance that.
It's a good little mix.
Your levels are going to go sky high.
Vitamin C.
Love those things.
Yeah.
So good.
Delicious. Good for you.
If you're having to stay out of the office and you're working where people don't actually have to, you know, look at you face to face in a public venue, it's very important that you be comfortable so that you can be copacetic. And, you know, if you're working like in y'all's environment, I would recommend something like sweatpants. You know, you want to be, you know, don't want to have binding around the middle. You want to be comfortable. You want your feet to be comfortable. I would definitely recommend Fleet Loops. Keep your feet comfortable. Fleet Loops. And keep the lights down a little bit, too. Don't have bright lights in your face, especially when you're looking at a lot of these little lights on that board.
Yeah, that's been a complaint of mine with this studio for 15 years.
The overhead?
It's like... I keep waiting when we turn the lights on in this room. I keep waiting for the dentist to come in, put the thing in my mouth, and start poking around with this.
As long as they don't strobe, I'm okay.
All right, dude. That lamp up there has a pink light that will light this whole place up pink.
This is a radio studio, not a porn shop.
I know, man. I just brought it up here a couple years ago, and whenever we would do Joey's show at night, we would turn the lights off and turn that thing on, and it gave it a nice little ambiance.
You guys were not doing narcotics while you were, I hope.
No.
No, but you're. I mean, it's bright in here. I mean, you're not going to lose anything.
Are you on a ballast lights up there?
Yes. Yeah.
Four.
Okay.
One of them doesn't even have a panel to cover the tubes. They're just sticking out.
Yeah, it's just raw tubes up there.
I think that's the panel that Ratzilla
like
climbed through.
Inquisition.
I bet somebody who is one of your sponsors, like Crosby, could come up there and totally revamp.
Well, actually, Mr. Electric is going to be here Thursday.
Mr. Electric.
That's my team.
And I recommend when you talk to them about LED. The LED overheads, they use very little electricity, much cooler, and you can get a wide variety of lighting with that. And it'll do just about everything that those fluorescents will do without having that harsh tint to it, too. And it'll be cooler in there.
Oh, it's already pretty cool.
Yeah.
But it's very important, though, about the flip-flops. I'm telling you, man, that's very, very important.
I agree, but not just any flip-flops. I threw out yesterday... I got in one of those rare moods where I want to look at things unemotionally and toss them. Not that I have emotional connections to flip-flops.
How many pairs?
Four.
Do you own?
I had about six. Now I have two. I saved one pair from the old group for emergency.
Oh.
But the ones I got at Montgomery Multisport, these UFOs,
mm-hmm.
These are the bomb. These are shoes.
Did you say UFO?
UFOs.
Ooh.
How do you spell
O-O-F-O-S.
That? Oh, okay.
And they are real shoes, except they're flip-flops.
And it's the noise you're making.
You know what bufo is in Latin? I misunderstood what you said.
Nancy Pelosi.
Bufo is the giant toad.
Yeah, we have them in Florida. You got to keep your dogs away from those things.
That's right.
Well, Crawdad, thanks for the chat.
Yes, sir.
You have a good afternoon, my friend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Come by and Rosie will give you a Tangelo.
Clementine.
Excuse me. Clementine.
There is a difference.
That's great. That's the noise you make when you stub your toe.
Ooh. Ooh.
We hope that's the noise you make.
We do our TV hit in the morning with our pals at AKA CBS 8. And then sometimes we leave the monitor on and we catch the morning news with Gayle King, who always looks like she's ready to cry. And apparently she called out Pelosi on something. I want to hear this clip, but I want to take a vote. Are we ready to hear Gayle King's voice, Pelosi's voice? Or should I find something else?
I am.
All right, that'll be coming up. I have an expert in the room who can tell you about the excellence of John Lee paints.
Oh, it still looks beautiful, man. When I pulled up, I was like, it looks pretty good, man.
You know what? We put up a lot of Halloween decorations.
Mm-hmm.
And they really look great with that paint.
That's
outside.
Awesome.
That color is amazing. I should post it.
Yes.
So people can see what we're talking about. We did some exterior painting with John Lee's Solar Proof. I know the science behind it, and that has to do with the viscosity of the paint. It doesn't allow air and humidity in to undermine it from underneath. It keeps it out. So if it looks dirty, you can just hose it off as needed with all outdoor things that are painted. But if it looks dirty and you hose it and it still looks dirty, that means you've got mildew. And that means you got to get the scraper out. Probably should call in a pro. Just have them do it. But if you're a do-it-yourselfer, get the products you need from John Lee Paints. The professionals choose them for a reason. It's the quality of the paint that makes all the difference in the outcome.
It will save you time.
You get cheap paint, you can paint the room three times if you want to waste it, and maybe it'll cover. Maybe it'll look even and rich from one end to the other.
And that's not going to stop the moisture and the air from creeping in there and the mildew and stuff from growing.
Exactly.
So.
And on the interior, you want the same result. Paint the covers. And stays covered. It always has that rich look to it. It makes a big difference. Get the right paints and all the products you need for a perfect outcome at John Lee Paints, 34 Coliseum Boulevard, 4.5 decades there. And when you stop by, please tell Charles Bubba Turner you listen to us.
Traffic is brought to you by Baumhauer's. Bring the comfort of Baumhauer's Victory Grill into your home with Waiter. Order your favorites off Baumhauer's Pick Me Up menu and have it delivered.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, well, we still officially have that traffic accident being worked on the East Boulevard in front of Ashley Home Store. We believe they've got that one out of the way now, but just use caution there in case. Busy around the boulevard, busy on Taylor Road, Atlanta Highway outbound. We've got a lot of traffic on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery, and we're seeing the 31s with a lot more traffic now as well headed outbound from Montgomery. Buckle up, drive carefully. No other accidents to tell you about at this time. Chico's Auto Pros offers full tire and auto service at their Montgomery location on the Atlanta Highway. Everything under one location. Better price, better experience, guaranteed. Chico's Auto Pros, 239-9510 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
It's so easy to lose track of time or even keep up with what day it is sometimes during this viral outbreak.
You're right. By the way, Adams Drugs called and reminded me I needed a refill on one of my medications, and I'm so glad they did. I would have been out of that medication the next day.
Oh, I need to call and check on a refill for myself as well. You know, we've been going to Adams Drugs for a long time, and I really trust them.
I trust them as well. The customer service is excellent. The prescriptions are ready when we get there. And when we can't pick them up, they deliver them right to the house.
They're more than a pharmacy to me. They're more like family. The staff at Adams knows my name when I walk in the door and have even called to wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah, they go the extra mile. You know, during this time of uncertainty, it's comforting to know that Adams Drugs will be there for us when we have questions about our prescriptions.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
It's the 10 best days of fall, the 67th Alabama National Fair, October 9th through the 18th. It kicks off Friday, October 9th, with a salute to our veterans, sponsored by Sam's Club. Active military and retired admitted free with proper ID. This year, due to the COVID crisis, there will be no indoor concerts, but plenty of great local and regional bands playing nightly on our outside stage. Enjoy the Midway with its rides and games, plus all the entertaining outdoor shows like the circus, along with the agricultural exhibits. October 12th is school day. All students, kindergarten through high school, get in for $5 and ride wristbands are just $15. Sponsored by Daryl Bailey and the Montgomery County DA's office. For information on admission requirements during the crisis along with a daily schedule, visit alnationalfair.org or download the fair app from your app store. Advanced tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com. The Alabama National Fair, October 9th through the 18th. Presented by the Kiwanis Club of Montgomery Hyundai Motor Manufacturing Alabama and Pepsi.
The Alabama National Fair.
Garrett Coliseum clear bag policy in effect. All state, local, and CDC requirements strictly enforced.
This is James Cole with Cole Plumbing, and I want to thank Blue Water Broadcasting. I have been advertising with them for several years, and they have brought me quality business. I really appreciate them.
Most radio listening is done away from home and in the car, closest to your business and point of sale. Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. A memorial service for the late Reverend Robert Gretz Jr. was held yesterday. He's remembered as a civil rights icon and human rights advocate. He was the only white minister to support the Montgomery bus boycott. Gretz was 92 years old. The Southern Poverty Law Center has unveiled a new mural depicting the history of the fight for voting rights in this country. Local artist and activist Michelle Browder and two students created the mural outside the SPLC building. It honors the late Congressman John Lewis and late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Montgomery police have opened a homicide investigation after a deadly shooting Sunday morning. Police say a man was shot in the 3400 block of Mobile Highway. He later died at a hospital. No arrests have been made in the case. If you have any information about this case, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. Those are your headlines. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Important weather changes on the way as the first of two cold fronts swings through the area. The first one brings a round of showers and thunderstorms tonight and in through at least the midday hours of tomorrow before ending. It turns windy. Low tonight, 62. High tomorrow, 70. Wednesday's nice. Low humidity, sunshine, high temperature around 73. Then we briefly warm up Thursday before the second cold front delivers the nicest air of the fall season so far. Some really good stuff Thursday night, Friday, especially Friday night into Saturday. Hang on, you're going to like it. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome to the show.
Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
All right, guys, let's make it happen.
Okay, let's roll.
Yes, let's go.
All right,
let's go.
Let's go, people. Let's go, let's go, let's go.
It's time to get this party started because we have a big show.
We're going to have a good show.
Welcome to the show.
It's showtime.
So let's get going.
Get groovy, get funky, let's go.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
I'm going to pick officially as our most electrifying story of the day because I don't recall anybody getting three of these in 2 months.
Really?
But President Trump has received his third Nobel Peace Prize. Now, you would think a country that had a president that was able to establish and negotiate all these deals with people that have been at war for thousands of years, they would be eager to reelect somebody like that that won't plunge us into wars and carry on conflict. He should get 100% of the vote. What, you want more wars? And the media treats this like he got him out of a vending machine. When in fact these nominations don't come from the Republican Party. They come from the Nobel Committee overseas. Because at the beginning of his administration, they all predicted, oh, this guy is going to have us at war with everybody. They're all, you know, everybody. Because they just assumed, the left, the media, Schumer, Pelosi, the whole gaggle of jerkpots, that the world was going to dislike him as much as they do. You see, they don't dislike him because he's going to bring peace. They dislike him because he's spoiling their party, where they've been picking our pockets and very deeply for God knows how many decades. That's why it's called the deep state, because that's how far into your pocket they shove their hand. Three Nobel Peace Prize nominations. I got nominated three times once in the same year for the same category. It was funny. They did the radio awards, and it was my first year as a newsman. And I loved it because it wasn't so much delivering the news as it was to write with clever words and stuff that I've long since forgotten.
You're an awesome writer.
Gifted writer.
Yeah, man.
So there was a category called Best Newscast, and all the stations submitted stuff. I had three out of the four, you know, nominations in that category.
I could totally believe it, man.
Yeah.
But I was afraid, well, what if they split the vote and the other station gets it? But they didn't, because it was funny, it was a big, big luncheon, really fancy event. So the presenter gets up there and says, our nominees in this category, Greg Budell, Sunny Fox and Greg Budeau. And she opens up the envelope. Here's a surprise. The winner is Greg Budeau.
Woo! Yes!
That was an amazing day because a lot of the people in that room had heard about me was that I was not doing well.
That's awesome.
So to walk up and get that, reinvent, was amazing.
Make you feel good.
And I looked at my boss in front of all those people and I said, there's a lot of people in this room I approached about this type of work, and you were the only one with the guts to give me a chance. And I will never forget that.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah, that was a really cool moment of redemption.
Absolutely.
I have them once in a while.
I can totally believe it, man. I've read your Boom columns.
The one coming out next is Back to Blue, baby. That'll be out probably Friday.
Yeah.
Ooh. Online magazine will be out and available on Monday. You just used Mr. Electric for something, right?
Yes. They came to the church, and we have 4 parking lot lights. Huge, tall ones. You have to have a lift to get up there. They have 2 bulbs each, and 1 bulb in every light was out. And these things were put in when the church was built back in 91.
Wow.
And they were really dim. I mean, it's like you got lights, but no light. And so they replaced all the bulbs with LED, bypassed the ballast, put LED lights in there that are guaranteed for 5 years, warrantied, and fantastic job. And they replaced lights out at the front where the sign is. So now you can actually read the sign.
I was going to say, you have better illumination out too, I would think.
Oh, yes. Tremendous.
Who is your technician?
Mitch.
Mitch. That
Sweet
would make him.
Mitch.
Technician is an insult. He's a certified master electrician.
Yes.
Those are the only people that provide the services at Mr. Electric. And when you call them, they come out, they look at what you need done, they give you an upfront price, that's what you pay. They do everything at your convenience, on your terms, your time, and guarantee the result. You pay what they tell you it's going to cost. And we've used them a bunch of times, and we have more for them to do. There's always something.
There's always something.
But the results have been spectacular.
You don't want to mess with electricity. I've been zapped a few times. Your weird noises will come out of you.
I had one of those plastic handle screwdrivers one time. This is when I was using cheap paint to repay my first apartment. And the top of that screwdriver hit. I had taken the plate off the outlet, and it hit the top of the outlet. And that thing sent me hurtling backwards like an Olympian tumbler. The length of the room, about 15 or 16 feet until my feet hit the wall behind me. And the tip of the screwdriver was disfigured.
Oh, yeah.
Fortunately, my hand was on the plastic part, or I'd be up there talking to Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Oh, by the way, Schumer's up there. Did you see what he just said? Ruth Bader Ginsburg would be turning over in her grave in heaven. Is that where she's buried? What, does she get the express? I thought we usually got buried down here, and then our soul went up there. And how do you know? Did you get a postcard from heaven? Well, Jay Scott did.
Oh, no return address. That's awesome.
I don't know if Victoria listens in the afternoon, but you made a lot of people's day with that thoughtfulness. Really, really nice. There was something else I wanted to do here, and I can't remember what it was. Well, it must not have been very important.
Yes,
you wouldn't have forgotten.
Yes.
Oh. Since you're here, Mr. Baritone Voice.
Yes, sir.
Eddie Bader's birthday is today.
Yes.
Ooh.
You didn't know that?
No, man. I heard him earlier. I called him and said, happy birthday.
I was going to say, shame on you.
Yeah, I said, go get some diet cake.
With friends like you, who needs enemies?
I know, man. That's why he loves me.
Diet cake. On special birthdays and special birthdays only, we do the long song and we sing at the end of it. So is everybody ready?
Here we go.
Do you have a pitch pipe?
No.
I remember.
I got one. It looks like a table leg.
I remember Miss O'Malley, whenever she was, like once a week we had to sing. And I couldn't sing. She'd have to get her pitch pipe out, and I had to match the pitch pipe.
Oh, dude, I was in chorus.
That old bag.
For only 1 year. Because I can't carry a tune in a bucket.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Robert?
It's bad. That's why I talk and don't sing.
We got to, you got to learn your limitations and live with them. I told you one time I was working with this band in high school, the Good Providers. They did all the great garage band music. And I would get them gigs, and I was watching them practice one day. And I said, can I sing Money Money with you guys? Sure. So they counted down, and as soon as the first words came out, they were laughing so hard. I thought they were going to, you know, it was kind of embarrassing.
They put you on percussion instruments.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So let's salute Mr. Bader.
And all across the land they're singing, happy birthday to you.
Hey, Eddie, stop at six.
And if you listen to the wind, you can hear it sing, happy birthday, Eddie.
What did the donut say to Eddie Bader?
Get in my belly!
We love you.
You got that back ass words. What did Eddie say to the donut?
Get in my belly!
Nothing, because his mouth was full of it.
Well, you know what our motto is around here?
No, what is it?
You know what our motto is around here? I'm looking. I've got it.
Well, what is it? We're going to motto.
Well, forget it. Robert's on the
phone. Oh, don't leave me hanging.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, I just called in for two quick things. Hey, Jay, good to hear you, man.
Hey.
Who?
Hey. Who? Jay?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Jay's in the morning.
I mean, good to hear all of y'all anyway.
Well, we appreciate it, Robert.
Nice to hear you too, man.
Yeah.
Just saying to all of these parents out there, when your child sign in for school on their tablet, they are in school. They must conduct themselves as they are in the classroom. No matter they're at your house, they are in school. If right. they fail to sign in, they are absent. Until the teacher signs them off, they belong to the public school system. So if your child doing anything that non-behaving of school system, please get it in check and explain to them they are under the school rules.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, man.
That's the way it needs to be.
And parents, yeah, too.
Some of the parents are being goofier than the kids.
Yeah.
Ooh.
You are under the school rules. You are now in class. Although you're at home, but you're now in class. You must be seen by all the rules of the school board, including laying your pistol on the bed next to you.
And if the teacher sees bad behavior, they should say,
you're not going to amount to jack squat!
So wake up and pay attention.
That's right.
Right, and the teacher done the right thing. When she saw that pistol, she done the right thing, and she abided by the law. And I have people talking about, well, that's my house, I have it now. Once they sign in, they are in class.
You got it. Thanks mm-hmm. for the call, Robert. We're tight Thanks, for man. Time. Fox News. I found that thing I was looking for.
Don't worry. We always fix it right the second time.
That's our motto
That's
here.
That's our actually. Motto.
457.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Skipper Pools for weekly service, equipment, and liner replacements, and a sparkling pool all year. 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. Skipper Pools.
Well, good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic is more and more folks are getting off work this afternoon. We are seeing the number of cars on the road swell. A lot of traffic now outbound on Madison Avenue, Atlanta Highway. We've also got a lot of outbound traffic, Norman Bridge Road, Fairview Avenue. A lot of cars hitting the interstate from downtown. I-65 and 85 beginning to populate a good bit as well. The 31s are busy. No new accidents to pass along, but keep it here. We'll keep you updated if anything happens. Buckle up, drive safely. Invisible Fence has both indoor-outdoor systems to keep your pet safe at home and in designated areas inside your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jake.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made, but the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
All right, 4:59. Seth and I are going to run downstairs. I'm looking at the Living Fear Doppler, and those storms Rich has been talking about all day are now moving into the Clanton area. And usually by the time they reach there, we'll start to see something develop on the horizon. So let's go down and look. We'll have Fox News, and then we'll be back. Brant McDonald will talk about a great day on Wall Street.
Kingback Ranch and Event Center is gearing up for our fall festival, and you're invited. October the 24th from 3 to 8 p.m. There will be fall treats, fun games, contests, and much more.